Thanks for joining us today here on Alamo City Church Sunday Sermons with Pastor David Walker. On today's sermon, Pastor Walker will be teaching from his series entitled Deep Rest. As a Christian, your life should not feel complicated. Jesus calls, "Come to me, for all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Let's listen as Pastor Walker shares how you can handle the demands of the world with joy and face life's challenges with peace in your heart. Now here's Pastor Walker with today's sermon.
So when we have a drifter that we're concerned about, he or she may not even be here this morning. It may not be you that comes to mind, but there's a drifter out there that bothers you, worries you, kind of get, what is this? God, just bring them to yourself. Well, when you say, God, bring them to yourself, God, open their eyes to you, give them the rest that they're going to be found. Don't expect them all to do life just like you do. When Jesus comes into our hearts, he doesn't change our eye color. When Jesus comes into our hearts, he doesn't change our shoe size, unless if your shoe size has changed, I won't come take a picture of your foot. You know, there are certain ways in which we're wired that please him. The devil can get it and flesh can get all working where it gets all crazy and weird and goes off someplace else. But when the Lord does his work of renewing and bringing the new birth into our hearts, he takes the way we're basically wired and he turns it, shifts it in a way that we are, in that sense, basically the same way, but we're doing it in a way that honors him and he's pleased with it and he loves it. Amen. So for the Lord to bring rest to a weary wanderer, it may never mean that you quit enjoying the new. Or that you cease to want to be free, have a sense of freedom to be able to move where you might need to move, and you don't want to be bound by people. So how can that be? How can that be right? Somebody's always supposed to be present. My children are always supposed to be there. My mother or my father are always supposed to be. Well, you just prove that in Scripture. Prove it. You can't. Sometimes, folks, it's true that absence makes, can you repeat this with me? The heart grow fonder. You spend all your time connected tightly and closely with the same people, and your world can become so ingrown that it's out of touch with reality. We're so pulled to the center that we're not any good out there. Enter one sheep out of 100, and he or she wanders and goes, but the shepherd went after the sheep. For what reason? Because he understood the vulnerability of the sheep. Let me show you one verse, and it's typical of dozens and dozens and dozens in your Bible. If you found your way to 1 Peter. In 1 Peter chapter 5. And this is verse 8. Be of a sober spirit, he writes to the church, Peter does. Be on the alert. In other words, don't just be all your time wandering and clueless as to what's going on around you. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the same New Testament that says Jesus is Lord, says that Christian has an adversary and his name is the devil. You can't extract these passages from the Bible any more than you can extract John 3:16 from the Bible. They're all there. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And the shepherd knows that his sheep is in danger. The shepherd knows that the sheep evidently can't find his way home or her way home. The tense of the verb about being lost, it's a participle, a perfect passive participle, again, which means something happened back here, lostness happened, some circumstance, it created a sense of disorientation and separation, lost happened, but the result of that, that was way back there, is continuing in vivid detail to today. The idea being that it didn't just happen quickly or it was just a 30-second being lost. It might have been a few days of being lost. But not for 1 second during all of that time of being lost was the sheep who was lost out of the heart of the shepherd. The shepherd hadn't gone after the sheep yet, but the shepherd hadn't quit caring about the sheep. There would be a point in time when evidently the sheep was ready to receive the shepherd. That the sheep would be open to the shepherd coming. Now, sheep, grown sheep, and I don't know a lot about them, but I know they're not like a dog or they're not like a cat. You can walk over to, you know, most cats, I guess. I don't do this very often, but you walk over to a cat, you walk over to a puppy, and you can pick up the puppy, or you pick up a little dog and get it on. But this isn't talking about a lamb, a baby sheep. It's about an adult sheep in the store. The only, and it would say that when he found the sheep, he put the sheep across his shoulder and carried him home rejoicing, or her home rejoicing. The only way you're going to get an adult sheep to let it pick you up, let you pick it up, is if something is wrong with the sheep. If the sheep is thirsty, if the sheep is hungry, if the sheep is weak. The shepherd knowing in this story that the sheep couldn't find its way back, knowing that the sheep was vulnerable, the shepherd goes to find the sheep, and here's what happens when he finds the sheep. The sheep didn't run from the shepherd. The sheep was tired, wandering. Sheep was, I had enough of drifting. Now, whether that sheep, and we're giving personality to the sheep, and I, you know, you can give me a little license there. But evidence, the bottom line was, in this story, the sheep didn't run off when the shepherd tried to pick it up. You don't do that to full-grown sheep. If they're going to let you pick them up, it's probably because they can barely stand. They can barely walk. To any drifter out there, to any lover of wanderers, and you see the separation extending and the length of time increasing. Just know that the day will come somehow, some way, sometime when the weariness of endless wandering will set in. The weariness of having to worry about taking care of yourself. I'm not in a herd anymore. Therefore, I've got to watch out all the time. When can I sleep? When can I rest? Rest for the weary wanderer. If that's not you, but somebody you care about, just hold on. Just keep praying. And understand, just like with the runaway son, the rebel son, the son wasn't coming back until the son was worn out in the far country. The sheep won't be an object to be rescued until the sheep is worn out. So, Lord, will you, during the time while they're wandering, during the time while they're straying, would you please, in your mercy, take care of them, oh God? Would you please protect them? Lord, would you please find them? The shepherd went and found that sheep. The shepherd went and found the sheep. Leave you with one more passage of scripture. This is in Ephesians chapter 2. I don't believe that necessarily all, if even most, in the human race are by nature rebels. We may by nature more be drifters and wanderers. Paul says in Ephesians 2, 1, and you were dead in your trespasses and in your sins, writing to the church, in which you formerly walked, now watch how this is phrased, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, Satan, the devil, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. We drifted along with the culture. We went along with what everybody else was going and where they were headed. Among them we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath even as the rest. But verse 4, but God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, away from him, far unto him, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What that means is that it was God who put somewhere down inside us some thoughts of, what am I doing here? Why am I here? It was the mercy of God doing a work to awaken us to how far off and how dangerous was our situation. And then in various ways, depending on who you would be, there came to be a search, or there came to be a crying out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And in that sense, he was coming to us because he started awakening something inside you of noticing some things, and even the fear coming in, and the confusion, and the what's next, and how did I get here, and how do I get out of this, to even think that way. The Lord has to be birthing something in your heart. Listen, if he did that in you, in our drifting along with the culture, when everybody else was going the same way, and we couldn't ask around, does anybody else think we're crazy? Anybody else? No, hey, we're doing fine. Everybody's doing this. Except somewhere down inside you, something about this isn't right. I don't want to keep living this way. And then the turn, the shift began to be back. Oh, God, and here you are today. With an understanding. That's when Jesus would say, heaven rejoices when just one sinner repents. And the word for repent is at its core when one sinner's mind gets changed. It's not about just putting a straitjacket on and acting different and being forced to act different. No. It's that something has happened to convince me of another reality. And instead of chasing this, I'm done with that because I've seen him, because I'm drawn to him. You say, well, when's that going to happen, preacher? I don't know, and you don't either. But if this book, his story is in the book, then he's saying, I'm still looking for lost sheep. I'm still searching for ones who will let me find them and let me pick them up and let me take them home. I'm still doing that. Rest for the weary wanderer is the rest that Jesus brings when he finds you and you let him pick you up. And you let him take you home. And I'm going to tell you, you know, you still got the potential of that bad attitude, you know, boy cow that kicked you in the face. That they can still be around there. It's not that you're going to heaven. just means there's something beyond that has gone on in your heart. As you've come to be convinced that in Jesus Christ, you have everything you need. That you're not vulnerable anymore because He's your guard. He's your guide. You're following somebody. You're not floundering anymore. Rest for the weary wanderer. So what do we watch for? Well, I think we just watch for signs of getting tired. Watch for signs of weariness. And as that happens, then we just watch for the next, a curiosity, a question or two that may come to you as you're praying for them. But oh my goodness, don't tell them they got to go get their hair cut. Don't tell them go get the tats off your arm. Don't tell them you get a job like I've got a job. Don't you do that. You'll get one shot and you may never hear them again. You're saying stuff that Jesus didn't even say. So what's going to happen when they get rested? It's going to be the rest of a free spirit. It's going to be the rest of a wanderer. It's going to be the freedom that is going to be exhibited in someone who, I'm following Jesus. And if the Lord wants to take me to a place in this world and live out of a suitcase or live under a shade tree and give away medicine to folks, I'm going to be just fine with that because I was doing that before I got saved. How about that? One of the things I really love about this place is that I can say stuff like that without worrying about my car, my tires being slashed. You know, but to some who have it all there, God's got to do it this way, and this is how it has to happen, and He's never going to surprise them, and it's always going to be perfectly ordered in my understanding. This kind of truth, which is biblical truth, will freak you out. Because you think He's got to do it the way with others, the way He seems to have done it with you. But what if? What if they're in your life so you can be changed? What if they're in your life so you can loosen up? What if they're in your life so you can enjoy living and enjoy the moment instead of being so bound to what people think and what people are doing and where you've been for 40 years? Preach it, preacher. Preach it. Rest for the weary wanderer. Next week, rest for the rebel. Rest for the weary rebel. Now you're seeing that some of this stuff isn't about you, and if you come in here, well, I didn't get anything out of it. Well, good gracious, maybe you're not a total 24-karat wanderer. But maybe you know somebody who is if you opened your eyes up and thought about it. Instead of just writing them off, well, they're just. No, what if they're in your life so that you can be praying, oh God, I heard him talk about that sheep being found who had been wandered off. Lord, I got a sheep like that I care about. Would you find that one I love? Maybe one way we ought to pray, you'll need to tell them you're praying this way, but maybe you could just pray, Lord, we just go ahead and hasten the wearing them out. Would you just hasten the weariness? We just go ahead, let them just kind of short circuit that so we can get through this part. There's a good part coming, but they're not going to get it until they're worn slap out. And then they'll let you pick them up, take them home. Lord, bless you for this time. Bless you for this morning. Bless you for your word. Bless you for your word. Bless you for your word and the power of your spirit to accomplish your word in real people's lives. Lord, I'm so glad you told these stories. You told about this sheep with some serious sinners sitting there. With some morally despicable ones there, as well as the ones who thought they had God all figured out and all of the blanks filled in. Thank you, Lord, that there was truth for both ends of that spectrum, and there is truth for us in this room today. Deep rest. Deep rest. Deep rest, Lord Jesus. Deep rest by your Spirit. I hear the little babies crying every once in a while. I'm going to tell you, not anybody that gets any more worn out, I'm certain of it. I'm certain of it than a mama with kids at home. Lord, that was included. Mamas are included. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Lord, will you show the mothers in this family, in this Alamo City family, would you show the moms how to find a rest, a supernatural, unexplainable empowering of your wonderful Holy Spirit to give them rest in the midst of great responsibility. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Thanks again for joining us today here on Alamo City Church Sunday Sermons with Pastor David Walker. If you'd like to know more about Alamo City Church, please visit our website at www.alamocity.org.